and the rather than 6%. Yes, and why? Right? Hetera bola. If you comment before that you have a grill which you do hagola on and not libun, this is X amount of pace, which is a lot, and that's too much, and if the shemit could be chal on subsequently. If you have not right now, it's only Y amount of pace. And if it is, it cannot be chal on it. That's the If you have not right now, it's only Y amount of taste. And if it is, it cannot be chal on it. That's the Chazal said. He says to the Farish. Alright? I understand what he's saying. What happens to Karbonis? Once John says Meir at the Chazal, we have a terrorist, I think, with the Mikdash David. But I think he's drawing it. It's a unique special situation. Sam touches, doesn't become Nosa. It's a unique situation, a terrible. You can't duplicate it anywhere. And the Gemara's comparison here between Basar and Kamin, as far as the Hesik Matana, we understand very well. As far as Hesik Matana is concerned, it's only a special one and only case of Korbanus that's unique. Everything else is a full-scale Libun. So if Hesik works for one, it should work for the other. You can't make any distinction. And we understand the Shach, who says that to make a grill from bracts used to pizza, you require a libud. You don't say a parabola. All the specifics, that's all one shita. Okay? The other shita gives a little bit more problem. What's the other shita? What's the matter? Okay, good. So that's the Mr. Shnodin himself discussed that a little bit. And he says that if I don't even do Hagola, that's a good point. If you don't even do Hagolah, there's so much left that even the Rambam, quote the Rambam, that even the Rambam who is very big major and says that you can lost no actual Sarkodesh Kayan, there is not a problem, but if there's not even a Hagolah done, there's so much, considered to be so much there, as if it's a Sarkodesh Kayan. That's what you are. That's a very important detail. You're right. I should have mentioned myself before. Okay, well, let's put that into the moment of song. Okay? The bigger question is the other sheet, the Rashba, the Maram, and Dov. What do they do with all this? So they seem to say like this, that since we know that Chometz is Yisroel Bol, they assume, again, this whole sheet is assuming that Chometz is Yisroel Bol. It's another, it's a terrible. We're not discussing that right now. If Chometz is Yisroel Bol, then it becomes a not by not the Isura. And all the coolest Rishayim Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh and the Ran are incorrect. You need Shishim, Reina Ben Yom, or even Pekashim before Zman Yisur Achilas Chometz. He explained that a Chometz is X, Y, they hold the same taste that you have in the, and that's the second effect, the same taste that you have in the grill after Agolah, the same as you have in the not by not. Otherwise, how can the Maram Chalava derive one from the other? I suggested. Why is that so much different than both of the Chalava in this regard? So the Maram Chalava himself has the cash. And he gets a tariff. The tariff is that Chalava comes and eats it by itself. As both of the Chalava, now I have to cook it together. What's the difference? So I suggest, Shad is, that they have to have a Maisa Ha'osa. Have to cook it together. With the right to all the details of Bishu. Even though you may actually, that's why I added, with the Dark and Sugar. He may hold, even if you actually do taste it, it's still going to be mutter. According to the Maram Chalava, this idea of not by not by Bosa Bacholov is unique to Bosa Bacholov. As it seems to me, according to that Shita, since there's a comparison made between one and what? Help me out. One and one between grill, which is kasher with hagola, and what not bar not. So the same way as Basra the Chol is unique, that is a kula not bar not and Teira, would also be this kula, presumably, of kashering the Frank grill with agala before using it for pizza, which Rabbi Kivega said. Because whatever's left will not be enough to have the maisa or a basra the Chol. It remains, they have to think about how to. He's walking a tightrope over here. But the Gemara did compare Basra B'chol of Chametz as far as Hesekah, Hesekatana. So, that's still a piece of the puzzle that I don't have exactly in. Why do we say, I mean, assuming that Rabbi Kivega was right, how does it fit with this Gemara? So, well, I want to think about it, so you should think about it some more. But I want to give you the two approaches to the Sugya. Again, assuming that Chametz is through a bowl, how does it impact on the Indian of not by not? That's the real issue over here. We've discussed it so far. Of course, we're also maintaining. Yes? I'll buy this because it may not necessarily be true, but it could be true. In other words, according to the Rambam, that's what he holds to the Chazanish Mahal. But they hold not that way. They hold a Pashit. That's Kharis is all the same. Okay, that'll be the answer. If that's the answer, we'll solve our problem. I think about it a little more carefully. But I have one thing I have to still discuss with you today, which I have something which is important to discuss, which relates to this. Hey, Ritzvah here? I have to see Ritzvah. So, thank you. Now, the cost of a Ritz. Listen carefully. Behavi Odeash and Dogim who bought in his bachelor with Zera shall come in. The Kunakas Yot, the Kodas Manayitim. Yes? He took fish, he made it in the comments to Kapas. Ain't no mutter lochle of a peasant. Can't eat that fish. He's Zorb, but there's a toll where I'm from Dole. There's many great people who have thought of a mutter. I also thought of a mutter. I'm not a great person, but I. What's that? The Abalfish did not burn out the Heterahu. Ahutter Atam Hashem Yazer. Elden in Bosa Bakol. Kikshabo la Okla Bakuta. Chod the Leo's Tab Shlishi. Mashendote Bakuta. It's ultimately Tab Shlishi. Why Tab Shlishi? From the meat to the fish. No. From the meat to the pot, and the pot to the fish, and the fish to the kuta. To the Tam Shlish. Aval Hasheni Atmo, Tam Bosu Yeshvok Tam. The Kevin Shekein, the Chomet to Pesach, Heke Mutter. What happened? The Chomet to the pot, to whatever you're going to cook with, to the meat or fish, which has Chomet to get it. It's only two Tami, three. Aval for this Are, the Shlish, he called it Mano. Also, a Shlish, he Mutter to Pesach. At the bottom it says 331, the Chenkosa of Maran Chalav. Raw. Footnote 331 equates the Maran Chalav with the withdrawal. I think that is a mistake. Why? So the Maran Chalav, in the case of the case of Kasher in the pot, then that comments before Pesach has to be treated as a not bar not the Isura, and not a not bar not the Heteru. The whole shiur talked about it. What am I saying it's wrong? I'll tell you why it's wrong. Because the Ritzvah here is working with an assumption that comments before Pesach is not bar not the Heteru, not the Isura. He is adds a twist. And whenever we're matter not bar not, we're really only matter not bar not bar not. To pot, to fish, to kuta. If you have such a comparable case by Chomet before Pesach, he'd say it's mutter. He says it's a farish. And the Maram Chav will say it's usher. Here I have a very big question against the Ritzvah. At first glance, it's Pliya Tuma. What's he talking about? Meat, to pot, one taste, to fish, two tastes, to kuta, three tastes. Very nice. Very brilliant. So as far as the Kutach is concerned, it's a Thursday. How do you eat Kutach? You're eating fish? The same as the taste of fish goes with the Kutach, with the meat that's in it, which is Tam Shlishi in the Kutach, but the taste of Kutach, no, goes to the fish, and the fish, it's Tam Shani.
Or not, the Easter of putting the Shani with the thing is not a problem, even though the second thing is not for now.
He said that the reason why it's mutter because the meat to the pot to the fish to the kutah.
Right.
Fish is out of the pot.
Pot to the kutah would have been mutter.
No, I didn't say that. But meat to the pot to the fish. So the meat taste in the fish is mutter. So even though subsequently the kutah comes into the fish and bangs into the meaty taste in the fish, it's mutter anyway. That's only a Tam Shani, not Tam Shlishi. So by the same token, we should say, I have a chametz to kapach, and I cook, whatever, fish, meat. So what happens? It's chametz to the pot, and then it goes from the pot into the what? Into the, whatever you're cooking, vegetables. Tam Shani. What's he saying? So I think we got one.
I cook getting common meat into the fish.
Correct.
I move that common in the fish, though, it's only on a level.
Correct.
Then I go in and I cook it together with the milk.
The whole
thing doesn't get started.
Why? The milk is not
going to
go.
The level of meat is so low. Well,
okay.
Second cooking.
Okay, very good. The level of meat is so low. Even though I can say, then I take the fish and cook it with butter, it can't become awesome. Even though the butter is going to get into the fish, it doesn't make a difference.
You can't generate the fish, sir.
Okay, now the same case. I have chametz to kapach. Now, I cook vegetables. Right? One sec. But I have, what happened over here? And the top went from the chametz into the pot. And up from the pot into the vegetable. That is called a not by not. Right?
Mixing
it down
the high
enough level will generate yisr. What do you say? Yeah. I think the understanding is that you have to go meat to the fish and then go into the kutah. But the fish, then the meat is there at the Tam Shani. The combination of the meat and the fish, of the meat and the kutah, is already a third step. Even if the same place, yes, something can happen. With the second case,
things
to occur. That's the
whole,
that third thing can occur.
I said something, I wasn't going to say a shout, it's similar to what you're saying, which is based on what I said before. I don't want to say a shout in my shout here as well. Don't forget. Also, the whole of the rice there. In Val, both the Vash and the Diva Chalevino. You have to cook the butter and cook the chalev. You don't cook the butter and the chalev, nothing happens. Seems to me, that's the shot of the player as well. That's what you all meant. I don't know, it can't be the way you said. Maybe it's what you meant. Over here, if, for example, the kutah not have any taste of butter, even though the dogim have a taste of the kutah, and the dogim have a bunch of taste already in it before, Chazal does not want to answer the dogim if the kutah is going to be good. let's remember that our level of the right of the shore, both of a call of a double and us, or the Vash of the Dima Palavimo, they're both us and neither of them. The Vash of the Dima Palavimo, it's only going to be us if you have
to say,
as I'll interpret it, the right of it's only us with Derek Bishel. Derek Bishel has returned, famous to Mark. So Derek Bishel has everything to be Vash of both of them. So here too, I'm not sure if it's only on level of the right, the level of the Rabbanah, whatever level we're on, it's only going to be answer if the Kutan is answer and the Dogam are answer. If the Kutan is going to be Mutter, because that's already Tam Shlishi, the Mela, they never answered the Dogam either. That's why I said Shat is Ritro. It's part of what we spoke about earlier. He did a Mait to Ha'otzer, which is their official of the Chomet. The Chomet. True, you cook the four pages. The Nachbanat, the head table. But Nachbanat is not enough. You need three. You always need three to respond to. You always need the whole principle of Nachbanat is based upon three. Three is only for the Kutach, not for the doggy. What's the matter? What's the dog? What's the Kutach? What's the dog? We're also what's never after the dog, we're after the Kutach. But that extra dimension, they need a Maisa also with Basa Bacala, both. That's unique to Basa Bacala. That's why I wanted to make sure to say this to you today, because that fires in a little bit. We spoke about earlier. It's unique about Basa Bacala. It's a very special kind of an issue, which is dissimilar to all other Isur. That's not there as well. This is not the Maram Chalala. It's a different sheet. Now, if Allah beholds, as promised the Tevis, if it's the Tevis of the Surah Bola, even the first, or the second, or the third, or the fourth, it's irrelevant. Whereas the Mirishvot says, if it's Arab and Pesach and Hashem, I'll put it's Arab and Shlishi called his Mara, also a Shlishi Buddha and Pesach. How far would disagree with that? And if Aram Chalab, on the other hand, probably wouldn't hold this time Shlishi, so it becomes a Buddha with Basa Bacala. A whole new approach. This to his forehead. Very big shiddish. Alright. We have to stop now. Now, some things are left a little bit hanging. Okay? With the ship tomorrow, we'll try to pick up a few of those pieces and then go to the more practical aspect. How do you kasher with Agola? And then we'll get to how do you kasher with Libra? It's a big topic. We won't go discuss.
Well, what do you feel about we're dangerous? I hear that some people learn about dangerous and by the people.
Don't get me started.
He mentioned it already.
Let's go. Yesterday's shiur, we spoke about the three approaches to the sugya of Isura Bola, Hetera Bola, and not by not the Isura de Hetera. Let's review briefly. So Machlokas, 2 days to Rishonim, is Chomet to Pesach Isura Bola or Hetera Bola? The question of Sakin is what comes in, what provokes the original question. In Avodah Zarah, if you have a korban which is roasted on a shvud or askala, you can kashu it with hagola. But after the rule of kibola kapoto, you need libun. No, hetera bola is different. I mean, it's different. But the machlokas, according to the Rambam, you have to do the kashering before it becomes nosa, and according to the Rabbi, even after it becomes nosa. Okay, just keep that in mind. The question is, does that Gemara have any application beyond the limited case where it's found the case of Karbonos before they become Nosa? For example, they have application to Chometz, 2 days to Tosas. Tosas is the Odish Lechalek, Ben Aterabola, Ben Isurabola. That Chometz before Pesach is a Aterabola, because Chometz before Pesach is Mutter. So therefore, if you can kasher it, even though it went in on the fire, you can kasher it with water. That's 1 day of Tosas. The Ran and the Ramban say no. Chometz Shmo Olav. The Shem Chometz is already there. It cannot be compared to the case of Korban. A Korban, not only is it not Osir yet, we can't even call it Nosir yet. You can't say, well, it's Nosir, which is going to be Osir tomorrow morning at dawn. No, it's not even Nosir now. It's opposed to Chometz. It's Chometz. It's going to be Osir come Pesach night. So the distinction which the Ran and the Ramban drew up. Now, within that Shita, that chametz is Isura Bola, and you have to kasher a chametz stick, a grill with libun, not a hagola, because it's Second question. What about kashering a kli shel chametz, which is a ben yomo, which is not batel b'shishim in the hagola water? So, discussion. The Rosh and the Ran, well, they seem to agree that the Surah Bala, with respect to the kashering with Liban and Hagola, say that it's called Not Barnata Hetera. We already learned about it last week on Amud Aleph. Not Barnata Hetera is Muslim. Whereas the Maram Kalav and the Rashba say, no, it's repossessed the Surah Bala, it's Not Barnata Itur. Here's the paradigm of Not Barnata Hetera. Where did it come from? Basel Bakala. Right, that's the original source. That's the only place in Shas where it's found. So, another interesting question would be, how do you kasher a shvud from Bavta to Cholov? You have the grill which is used for franks, they want to use it for pizza. How do you kasher it? Would you require libun? Or is it enough to have hagola? Yekiv Eger said, avada hagola? Because it's a terabola. I know it's a terabola. Not by not that terror. The word terror is used. Shach says no. You have to have a leap. What's it all about? What's happening over here? So we tried to explain all this yesterday. We explained that there are two fundamental shittas over here. Tanish explained the shittas ha rosh v'ram, the shittas ha machaber. The following way. He says, if you have a utensil which is used in the fire, and you now took out some of the blia with water, there remained a significant amount of blia. We called yesterday Y. That was the amount we assigned to a letter. That's so much that there's enough that the shame is to be challenged. Therefore, if I have a pot, a grill rather, which is used for chametz, you have to kasher it with libur. So, if I have a pot, which is a grill, which is used for basar, meat, I have to do libur on it. I'll tell you, but not by the hetera. Not the hetera. That's only a little bit. We called X. Or maybe we mentioned the X and the Y. I forgot the letters I used yesterday. That's called a much smaller amount. After it's already gone through two different stages, it went from A to point B to point C, and it's still mutter at that point. How much is left there? So little that the shame is the can't be chal. Not the shame chomet, and not the shame both of the chol. That's how it breaks down. He explains the Ram Chalav and the Rashba. Not Barnata Hetera is one halacha. This is a small amount that the Shem Yitzchak cannot be chal. Whereas, if you have a situation of shbud, of a spit or grill, which absorbed a tremendous amount of the fire, and now you want to pull out most of it through water, you're still left with enough. The prohibition can be shall subsequently. That's called Isur Ebola. So there's no contradiction between Isur Ebola and not by not that terror. They're both right. And that's indeed the case, according to the Chazanish, based upon the Russian Iran, both with respect to Chometz and with respect to Basar or Cholov. In both cases, we say it's not by not that terror. In both cases, we say it would be considered. Isur above. And therefore when you kasher your kli before the beginning of the fifth hour, before the Yisachom and Tetzin, you can kasher a ben yomo without shishim. Shulchan Aruch says so. And the same Shulchan Aruch maintains, you want to kasher a chametz and a grill, you have to use libun. No stira. The materials are different. So writes Chazanish. However, the opinion of Rashba, Maram Chalav is different. They say no. The two will go together. It's called Isur Ebola. It's not Banat Isur. Hetera Ebola is not Banat Hetera. And therefore, it comes to Basel Bacholov, they claim, well, for sure, it's not about that Atera. It's also a Atera Bala. You can kasher a grill with Hagola, as Rabbi Akiva Eger said. When it comes to Chometz for Pesach, as you know, it's, we're assuming now it's Surah Bala, so then you can't kasher it with a Ben Yom without Shishim before the Shah Yisur, because it's considered not Banat Yisur. This is the opinion of the Rash Maram Chalav, a completely different view. It equates, we suggest, the amount of taste which is found in the context of Hagdola for a Shpud, which is called Tam Kolosh, and not by not, it's called Tam Kolosh. But when it comes to Chomas and Pesach, it's they're both awesome, because it's Surah Bola. When it comes to the Basa B'cholav, they're both Mutter, because it's called Heter Bola, not by not the Heter. Alright, are we so far clear? Out. How can you say not by not the Heter? After all, if you're equating the amount of taste, it means you probably must be feeling some amount of taste. If the same amount of taste which prohibits in Shari's in Dover HaOtzer is considered to be mutter when it comes to Basa B'cholav, how can that be? What happened to the taste? According to Chazanish, one might say there is no taste, as I believe the Marashal says. But according to the opinion of the Maram Chalav and the Rashi, they say as follows. There is, you do feel the taste. It's Tam Nirgash. It's mutter anyway. That's the Chiddush din of not Barnat. Not Barnat, Tera means even though there's a Tav Nirgash, it's Mutter anyway, that's Pri Chodesh. Both quote about the Dakhi Shuvah after the thing. This is a fundamental dispute over here, very fundamental. Two things remain. What do we do with Al Gemara? And what do we do with Korbonus? Al Gemara makes a tushtal, a comparison between Hesek in the context of what? Of Chometz and the Hesek in the context of Basar. So according to the opinion which maintains that Chometz is Hetera Bola, no, it's what to talk about. If you hold Chometz is Surah Bola, and we know that Basar is Hetera Bola, so how do you explain it? According to the Chazon Ish, good. Chazon Ish is no. Basa B'cholav and Chometz are the same. In both cases, there we have to be machmir by the Shvut. In both cases, we're making, but they're not by not. So the Gemara is very correct in making this comparison. But according to the Rashbam and Chalav, what do you do with the comparison? The Gemara is comparing of a tanner, leishik a tanner with the bread, with the situation of a kederes for Pesach Yishaveru. Should not be considered a good comparison. One's the case of not by not the Yisru, one's the case of not by not that Tera. What's the one talking about over here? So the answer is, it goes back to the question we already raised last week. I think it was last week. Which is raised not by me, by the Prima Godim, or Chaim Oizer, and the others who say, Gevalt. They ask the same question. Go with the Mahalach, we learned in the Tosin of an Aleph. The Sugi is discussing primarily the Mamashis, the Shamnunis. Right? So the question becomes, how can you compare, as far as the Belia is concerned, say that one is not Banat Yisur, and one is not Banat Yisur. They just ask the question, but I don't know our whole background. Now they ask the Kasha. They give an interesting answer. But Rav, the one that says Rav and Rav Lashi Toso, Rav Hamasol, that's not Banat Yisur. All not by not a goat. Avon Chul and Avkuf Yeralef. The man, we understand very well. The Gemara has a perfect comparison between Chometz and Basa B'cholav. I need to show them hold that Basa B'cholav was not by not by Terah and Chometz was not by not by Terah. That's how they hold in Halach. But Rav doesn't hold that way. Rav denies everything. He denies the whole head. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a secret. According to them, these poskim, it would seem to me a little bit better than Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about not by not. According to the suggestion of Tir Chazanish, that is the Marashal, that you don't taste anything, so why should Rav answer it? You don't taste it, so why should you answer it? You mean it's kosher that the guy doesn't taste properly, that doesn't want to fail it? It's not marshmallow. But course of the Pichodesh, and we would take Pshat and the Maram Chalava and the Rashi is very good. A Tam Nergash, there is. But the Halacha states, the Chiddush and Halacha, where we paskin that not bar not that Torah is Muslim, despite the fact that you taste it. Ah, but Rav denies that. Rav denies that. So the Gemara is an excellent comparison, the Chi Rav, between what and what? Between Basar and between Chametz. Final clue is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Karbonis. Why should Karbonis be unique? Why should Dimi over there have Tera Bola? Why? It's Eber Pashtus. That's a shame if it wasn't Chal yet. Those who maintain that the same exact thing applies to Chametz. Alright, question. They sue the shame if it wasn't Chal yet. Fine. But those who say Chametz is going to be usher, so why should we mutter by Karbonis between Chametz and Karbonis? Chametz the Easter wasn't, presumably was. Actually, it wasn't called Chametz yet, it wasn't Chametz of Pesach yet, and it's not considered Karbonis yet, it's not considered Noser yet. So the simple answer is to say, very, very push, as I mentioned to you at the beginning of this year today, it's called Chametz before Pesach, it's not called Noser before Dawn. Simplest terrors of all. I comment before Pesach is Hetzer Gomer. It's like water. It's like air. Yeah, but it's still called comment. And then, as soon as Pesach comes, it becomes also automatically. That's the Maram Chalava said. No need for any meister. It's an automatic thing. The Nish wasn't so apparently so excited about this opinion of the whole Mahal of the Maram Chalava. He gave his own wild interpretation. Ain't shame to start Kodesh Olam. Forget Nosa. Before you even get to Nosa, it's not labeled as Besar Kodesh, and it can't convert it to Nosa. What do you mean it's not called Besar Kodesh? So we explain, based on the Mikdash Dovid, who has a whole new Mahalach, a whole new approach based on the Rambam and the Mishnayot and all kinds of other sources, where he tried to prove that the only reason why Kodesh is also Ba'achil Levanah, because it's Omen Limitzvot. You have to still do a mitzvah to it. What mitzvah? Either eating it, or perhaps breaking it, or Marikin Shtifa, something have to do with it. Omer Limitzvah, so therefore it's considered to be in the category of prohibition. Because it's not Omer Limitzvah, so it's nothing to do with it, it requires to do with it anymore. And even though in fact, the point of the fact you actually taste it, it's not considered an Aveira. It means derived from Truma. We discussed with it last year, Truma, that the nature of the answer is considered Omer Limitzvah. That's his Omer Halim. The Mela, it's only if it's Psar Kodesh Kayan that would be considered to be in the category of Chodshim, upon which can be chal the Yisra of Nosa. But this stuff is only in a grill. And the grill, for argument's sake, doesn't require Shavira or Marika, Shtifa was done already. So whatever's left in would be considered permissible. Because that omit limits Vasa. Mayor asked the question, yes, which is a very good question. Yet even without Marika and Shtifa, even without that goal, should be a problem. So that all depends. If Marika means Hagolah, the Machol, the word means. If Marika means Hagolah, then it's no Kasha. Because before the Hagolah, it's over the Mrs. Marika. We also have the Torah that. If Marika means something other than Hagolah, it could be Hagolah aside from Marika Shtifa. Then the problem still exists. If you did a Marika Shtifa and you didn't do a Hagolah, then why should it be prohibited? Why does the Gemara have to require a Hagolah? That's the problem. So the Shtifa thing goes down a step. Whenever it's not over the mitzvah, so you go down a step from rinsing to nothing, he says by Truma, from Hagolah to rinsing, he gives case one particular case by Kachim, and from Liban to Hagolah. You can all go down one step, you can go down two steps. That's the technical answer to the Mikdash Dov. It's a very excellent technical answer. Don't understand why it should be so. But that's the answer. You look there for the similar amalgam, that's what we explain. Okay. Rabosai. For the record, before we go any further, I want to pay respect to a third sheet, the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe has an amazing shita concerning kashering for basar v'chol. We already have two shitas. According to the Shah, you have to have a libun. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you plot a principle of a tera bola. So if you will take a grill which absorbs franks on the fire, and you now want to use it for pizza, you're required to do Hagola in the interim. Correct? Hagola would be sufficient, Rabbi Kivega said. But Rabbi Kivega would admit that if you blew it, you took the grill, which is used for franks, you put on pizza with nothing in between. What do we call that in plain English? Trafe. T-R-A-F-E. Slang? T-R-A-I-F? A-I-F? How do you spell it? Anyway, not kosher. How do you kasha that? So Rabbi Kivega would presumably concede, you have to kasha that with Leibniz. Now what? Now it's trafe? Like any other thing, which is trafe. Comes the Alta Rebbe, and now a Simon Thompson and Alta says no. Even now you can kasha with Hagol. Why? Hetera Bola. Hetera Bola. Hetera Bola with the Franks? But now you have to kasha from what? No, from what? From the pizza. The pizza was Isur Bola. It came in and bumped right into the Frank taste in the grill.
You think it's a nigger that cooked both of them together, or?
First you cooked it with
meat.
Then an hour later you cooked it with
Espanol.
Yes. So apparently the Alta Rebbe holds that since the milchik part is a terebola, so when you kasher, catch this now, when you kasher the spit, the rotisserie, the grill, with hakola, it puts the whammy on any cholam which is in there, because that's a terebola. And once that's neutralized, then the whole issue of bosa for cholam disappears. That is a big kiddush. Huh? One more time. You put franks, then you put on pizza straight, an hour later. The Alter Rebbe says, what do you have to do with kasha without gold? How can that be? But now it's an issur basa b'cholov in the grill. Apparently the Rebbe holds that if I put tray for franks in the grill, if it came in tray, so I said you have to have a libra. But here nothing came in. The franks didn't come in tray. The franks are crushed. So, okay, just switch the case around. Whichever came in first, the franks kind of came in first. So, they came in behind them. Then you put pizza on. But if I can do a kashik with Halgola and pull out all the franks, because the franks were all that came in behind them, even though the interim they came also, but the rival holds, that it's a terrible at smutter, even though, what, on both sides? Come on. You know, the interim became usher. Doesn't matter. Once it's a terebola, you can get it out with Hagola. Here too. It went in Frank's and it's kosher. I can get out with Hagola. That's an amazing sheet of the Alta Rebbe. Yes? It is.
Piece of meat,
I don't mean pieces. It's just been washed carefully. We call it absorption. No, it won't. Because the butter, which came in the heter, is neutralized by the Hagola.
Before that
goes through, before that goes through, you know. That's right. You can put a plain. That's right. You can put a plain potato and it comes straight.
Without
metal.
Only that you call it metal tray.
Yeah. Yeah. The tray for grill. Boom. So there. Yes. Even after the pizza, you have frank, you have pizza, then you do agol. Unbelievable. The pizza probably. Oh, wait a minute. He has a good kasha. No, he has a good kasha. Once the pizza is put on the grill, then the pizza itself is basa b'chol. So the basa b'chol, not only is there an isura, is there a terebola of meat, but the pizza has meat in it, and that pizza, meat, flesh is like a pizza, forget the expression. Flesh is like a pizza. It itself is taste absorbed into the grill. So forget the franks, but the pizza, the flesh like a pizza went back into the grill. How do you catch it out without gold?
It's not Benyamin.
That's a good question. What happens if the pizza itself should make it intrinsically trail, like putting ham? Let me think for a minute. Help and out the river. Tough Nun Aleph. I should do that. There's another Mamakoma. There's a whole book everyone here which is not in the Mount of Comments. Hagolas Kalim. Beautiful paper. 400 pages. Yes, quote the Alter Rebbe too. Where is Alter Rebbe? I wrote it down 1 second. Let me see where it was written down. Alter Rebbe. 1 minute. Tov Nun Aleph Sif Yud Aleph and Chav Hey. One day I wrote that over here. Alright? Different sheep. Lubavitch sheep. Okay. I imagine Lubavitch, I do it that way. I can't imagine otherwise. Can't imagine. Yes.
So I'm a little confused on the Kivager. It seems to be two different stories relevant to Kasher. One style says that Gullwurst only has Karagol, while Liebenwurst has Shirabala. And then on the other hand, Shach also Kivager, they say Gullwurst only with a Velua of water directly absorbed, like with a liquid medium, while Liebenwurst with the insert have direct contact with the utensil. Now, Halacha, which one are we holding up? A both or not one?
I didn't take a stand on Halacha. I'm quoting both sheets. I'm not taking any stand. You all just quoting both opinions. Now, yes. Alter Reb, Alter Reb. They don't call it Alter Zera Lavash, they call it Alter Reb. I think so. I got the name straight. Yeah.
Alter Reb said that the milk that's come down of it is already still hard enough to retain its harshness until we do
it. I don't know, I have to see it inside. Want to get it? Why can't we get it? They have Shulchan Aruch Harav, Chelek Gimel. Bring it in, we'll look inside.
Why can't we consider it Basar and Parasala if even when it's not popular?
I don't know. This question, I remember being raised with Pinchas, I forgot the answer. They talk about your question. Someone talks about it. I just forgot right now, offhand. Yes?
On that question, why can't
the... Trey. Question.
Is the question of labeling something as hair color or is it color?
Don't know. I don't know. Rabosa, we also discussed the other chasrin of the Chazara. We discussed the Ritva and the Maram Kalava, what the store, what the not bar not, the Tam Shlishi. It's a question of, did they say the same thing? They said they did two different things. And Avraham showed me, I was Mechavin, to the Ramban. I told you a burnt pshat yesterday, in the pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva said you need three, what did he say? You need three transmissions. Why? Who says what? Ritva says what? Yeah, two is not enough. You need three. You need three. Why is two not enough? Because I have a problem. What? I have the meat into the fish into the kutak, and the kutak is no meat into the pot, pot into the fish into the kutak. That's three. So yes, the kash. What kind of three? But you have the kutak going into the fish. I was machadish yesterday. You have to have both. In order to bust the whole on their official Lashon Torah, you have to have intermingling tastes going back and forth. And without that, it's not a problem. That's what the Ritva is assuming. If it was only a problem, if they have to only consider the Tam Shlishi. Right? So it kind of will go both ways. Oh. So Avram showed me that the Ramban is a similar idea. In quoted by the Sefer Bari HaShulchan at the beginning of Siman Tzadi Hei Nafarnat. And I remembered all of a sudden. But that's the shadow which they have in Siv Gimel over there, by washing dishes. If you wash dish hot to the water, the pot should remain kosher. You also have on the other side, take off from the milk to the pot and the pot to the water. So both pots initially should remain kosher. What are you afraid about? That the water should be trashed? No, the water can't be trashed, but the pots are intrinsically trashed. So you don't even get started. That's the Mechavishi. Whereas Tosis is not the way. Tosis says, no, the water can be trashed without the pot. I the
I think we have to make some official protest. Even my shul has an out there, Rabbi Shimon.
Out to use,
Baruch Hashem. Okay. So you have the meat to the pot and the pot to the water. You can't do that dying hetter. Because in that very water, you threw the whole both pots in there together in the clearishin. So then they bumped into each other in the water. So that's why it's no good. This is a fundamental issue with Natbarnat, which, again, now we're not, we aren't learning Natbarnat. So I don't want to go into it more than this, but just to bring it to your attention, this is a very significant matter. Fine. Rabosai, I asked you to see another Maramaka, which I didn't get around to talk about yesterday. Yes? Meat to fish, meat to pot, pot to fish, fish to kuta.
Along the
but that's exactly the point. Not by not as Munta, which means the third taste is Munta.
Because the second taste was not going to be yesterday.
I was getting around to talk about yesterday. Yes?
I don't understand. How
does
that third
time? Meat to fish, meat to pot, pot to fish,
and
fish to kuta.
Once you're at that third stage already, you've already had to bring me along the time.
But that's exactly the point. Not by not as Munta, which means the third taste is Munta.
Because the second taste was not going to be yesterday.
That's exactly so.
In the water, why can't we just say that?
Katicha Nasa and the veil is only after you got started. You have Bosa Bacholov, then it makes some. Then it makes a Katicha Nasa the veil. He doesn't begin. Plus, aside from all that, sorry? Not kitchen, not. So I think it's washing the dishes. How can the Makabi be matter? You put the two dishes in there together. How can the Shulchan Aruch be matter? It's the valve. Then the water is Nasa the veil. Right? The answer is, we said not to nevela means I cook meat with milk together. They both have to become nevela at the same time. Here I have a flesh to a pot. I put it in the water. So the pot is not going to become trey. Because it's twice removed from the milk. Because it went from the milk to the pot to the water. Stop! So that water can't impact on the flesh of a pot. And then it's the other way around. So you don't get started. So we're going to talk about you. She's going to talk about it. The Gemara is an expression. Listen carefully. Koyom v'yom nasa gil l'chaveru. I hear Sir Ritzvah. We quote that Gemara in Avodah Zarah on the last half of Mayim Vav. Koyom nasa gil l'chaveru. When it comes to kutchin, if I cook on Monday, that Monday is somehow like a quasi kashering for Sunday. Not a complete kashering, mind you. Only works by a terah bo, the Mepharshim say. Came along the Rashba and said it works for Bosa B'chol. Unbelievable. If I have a flesh of a pot, and I cook noodles in it, parva noodles, I can then cook. So writes the Rashi. A teira bola. So it works. You hear me? It's amazing. I have a meat pot. I cook noodles, not cook cheese. Because the cooking of the noodles itself accomplished something. That's what the Rashi says. Not quarter the sugar.
Can you put the cheese in afterwards? You cooked up the noodles.
Cook
and you
noodles.
Put cheese in.
Yeah, it'll also be okay. That's what the Rashba says. I asked to take a look. There's a whole discussion this Rashba by the Mati Yonas and the Kudas HaKesem and Simon Tzadik Gimel. Is he right? Is he wrong? Do we accept him? Do we not accept him? Something has to do with our discussion. Why should the noodles be a complete kashering? What do you say? I put noodles in water. Let it be a complete kashering. So the Kudas HaKesem says, because in order to kasher, you can bolo kach polka, which Pashup Shah means the water has to be at least as hot when you kasher as it was when you made treif. So if you're kashering the shame, kashering, you'll make sure to kasher what we call the roasting. Boiling water, 212 degrees, that's as hot as it can ever get. But if you're just cooking up noodles, who knows? Maybe it was hotter when it cooked the meat than when it cooked the noodles. You can't consider it to be complete kashering. That's what the Kudas HaKesem explains. That's important for later on. The Mati Yonas and Ezekash against that Rashba said that the principle applies not only to Kachim but also to Bosa Bacola. That's the case he brings. The Ezekash, our Suga doesn't work out because our Suga compares Chomet to Bosa Bacola. The same question which we discussed already yesterday without this whole background, he throws in as part of this. He tries to prove that the Toast is against the Rashba. That's why I had to take a look at it, because it's based upon this sugi. Oh.
First of all,
yeah.
A lot of times, like the instructions that we have in our little way, boil for 10 minutes, that we actually are boiling. Even though we're not boiling the whole area, we're getting most of the pot.
Could be. There were four arguments on the Rashba. It's not true. You cannot rely on this gil of chavero when it comes to Bosa B'chol. That's what Shulchan Aruch omits it in completely. Questions, others should be argued, do not argue, complicated story. Question. You mentioned once before, I'm going to mention it again. I want to mention it now before I forget. It's an intermediate time. When you have a kli cheres which absorbs kachim, right? Why break it? Just kasher it with boiling water. What are you gonna answer me? Nah, come on. Kasher what kind of boiling water? We know that it won't work, right? Because after all, that you need libud. Kahagol doesn't work for kli cheres. The Farish and Gemara over here in Ksubis, in Ksachim, Taflam and Abbeis. The Gemara says Torah Yiddish kli cheres. She know Yotzi b'day don't fill the olam. You can't pull it out. Libud, the Gemara says, say does work at least in certain conditions. So libud works in a certain condition. When it comes to kachim, Hagola should also work. Hagola is the equivalent of libud. Hagola by a terabola is the equivalent of libud by a surabola. Watch this now. The Ramban says, Enochinam. If you would take Hagola, the Kli Cheres, he says, you would invariably remove 99% of whatever came in. And therefore, when it comes to regular, normal kitchen of a private consumer, it should really be mutter. The only reason it's usher is that they're a fool and utter kachim. The Rabbana nowadays. Why by kachim is a problem? Ah! By kachim is a mashul left inside. And the Torah said, Banosar, remember I spoke here, what? For Asian throat, you have to get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? Either you burn it, or you smash it. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you, there's one Achron who suggests that smashing is not good enough. Because after you smash it, what's left? There's still the char, which has some taste in it. He was mechavim to the hafim in the Tosfos. The Tosfos and Sadivavim and Alphas and Zvachim, which should have been in the Ma'amachom, which is look inside. It's the same as we have here in Tosfos, but they add a little bit, critical little bit. That a hafim would have been that reiki would not be good enough. Why reiki not be good enough? Because it's still there. The Rabbana says no. Kamashma, breaking is good enough. Says the Rabban, the only reason to break it is for the midst of beer or nosa. Were not for the midst of beer or nosa, the Meshna Srofu, you could have used the pot. Make the next thing crave. No, you do a Hagola, and Hagola knocks out almost everything. According to the Rabban, if you took a China or anything, China kavachoma metal, which absorbs on the fire, and you kasher it with Hagola. The question that you get from the Ramban is, let's first stick to the terabola first, that it would be meikur din mutter, it's only exera to kasher, and you get the feeling from the Ramban that b'diyeva the tapshul is mutter. He says that eino also is a tapshul. You hear this now? You have Chinaware. It came treif. Came fleshics, okay. You kasher it for milchiks with a hagola. Because if you do the hagola, it will eliminate 99% of the tarif, of the meat, and the 1% won't ask it. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it zera to kachim. Kachim is an easter of bits of beer nosa. But for the yevit, it wouldn't ask. We don't see the possibility. Look at the Mordechai, I think it's on the Ma'amar Kamis at the end. The Mordechai seems to indicate no. If you don't do a proper kashering, it remains also even b'di'evit. It requires libud, you did hagola, it's also even b'di'evit. Ramban presumably would argue. You say if it requires libud, you do hagola, so you knocked out almost all of it. That's the impression he gives, yes.
We asked the question about breaking the... Are we assuming that they're going to put it in the broken?
All the king's horses and all the king's men. It's a poor recycler. Break is broken, that's the end. Finished. Throw that.
So it's the same reason we had not do insertion by your colony farmer.
Now, Rabosai. You know what? That's the Rabban that they were all quoted. Or misquoted. He really misquoted, I'm not kidding. They were all who said had one set of dishes. Remember him? They were all had one set of dishes. How can I be? Quote the Rabban, or Rabbi Menu Moshe. The The Ramban says that if you have Bolea Beheter and you do have Gola, there's only a Mashul left. The wood last in the top, we could probably even use it. Wait, oh. But there are Oyed, one thing which the Ramban never said, that the Rashbo banks it. There are Oyed and a noops, didn't even see us, which we discussed already a week ago. That if you leave it overnight, it dries up by itself. I know, but I mean 24 hours. It dries up by itself. But it's not, and whatever's left is already so insignificant that we buzzle Meshisha Meni Tasha. That the Ramban never said. The Rashbo's first line, pull a Buki Sriki, whatever you like. We may blame the Ramban for this theory. You know, I wasn't there when these Gedolim spoke to each other. Because the Rashbo often says in the Mishmaris advice, what do you call the Ramban? I spoke to Ramban Pel Peh, and he admitted that I was right. You and I can't make some statements, right? The Rashbo said he spoke to Ramban in person. But here, he says, there are all misquoted. If you look carefully, I think the footnote of Rabbi Nadavid points that out. If you look in the Ramban, there are all, at that point, there are all misquoted. The Ramban, never said that last point. That's considered dry up automatically in 24 hours. That he didn't say. So in a chinami, the Ramban would say, you could use one set of dishes. Yeah, you keep kashering back and forth. And even if it was absorbed, you believe when you find kashering on Golem. Even though it's cheres, you can probably still kasher. You can have one set of dishes. But only if you keep kashering. The last step of the Ramban, never admitted to it. Once it's keep kashering, it doesn't pay anymore. Well, that's two sets of dishes. But if for some reason you can't afford it, you can do that according to the Ramban. That's true. But there are the last steps. Like you just have to wait 24 hours. Bingo. That the Ramban never said. I never said. Okay. Rabosa. This is so that if you kasher a grill with Hagola, that a mashu is left, is also enunciated by the Ritva in a somewhat different context. Not the context of kutchim. Not because the Ramban forced you to break the kli for that reason. But in the context of chometz bepesa, can you kasher the grill with hagolah? I took a terebola. So the Rashbam Kalam said, no, the Ramban said we call it a surabola. Because chometz shmo olav. That's a lumpus, you know. That's not so posh to say that. We chomet shmo olav. Bottom line, you can eat the chomet in Erev Pesach. What's the big deal? So we gave along this, well, it had the same shem, you know, there's no maisach. But not so clear. Ritva had a much simpler shot. The Ritva said, you know why it works? Why it works by carbon. If you have, if it went in, you know why it's sufficient to get it out with Hagola? Because you're going to get almost all of it out. The Ritva can see that a little bit will be left. But that small little bit is not enough. For the Easter Bichal, says the Ritva, that's true in other carbons. A little bit is in the pot, it comes out to the next carbon, it's a big deal. But Chomet Bepesach is B'mashu! That's why you don't say the Hagola works for a Chomet Sticker grill. Not because that goes ineffectual. No, it's very effective. It's effective. It's a parabola. It gets almost everything out. But I emphasize the word almost everything out. There's a mashu who left in the Ritvon of Odozoro. That mashu kills it. That's the Ritvon. Same idea as in my mashu looking at my break with the Ritvon. The mashu left is the break. If the mashu left, that's not Pesach. Same idea.
What?
Very posh. No! You do a Kabbalah Kapoto. It was in Lagola, gets out everything. If it went in with water, goes out every water. If it went in, believe in everything, got to leave it. Oh,
he's
finished. If it went in with fire, goes out with water. That's the Mashu left. Yes,
though.
You can. But then the Mashu will come out when you cook on paper. Let me try. The Mashu will remain in your pot. It'll remain in your pot. Now we're going to cook.
What's possible? Mushroom.
Oh, excuse me. It's true.
Huh.
It's true that a mushroom before Pesach is bubble. What do you mean before Pesach is bubble? Because I have soup. And into that soup before Pesach falls some chometz soup. Noodle soup. A little noodle soup falls to a big pot of chicken, kosher Pesach chicken soup. Falls to before Pesach. A bus will be passing in the closet. Many of the Ramah will come and come to the Chazar at first. But if I have a pot which has, if I put noodle soup on Pesach into my chicken soup, it's no good. Here I have noodle soup lying there, waiting in ambush in the walls of the pot, just waiting for Noam to cook something in on Pesach. Just you wait. You cook it on Pesach, zap! Comes out, the matzo, I can't cash it, but I don't know what it will be. I'm sure it's well said so. And I wrote
it down.
I asked
him
to
the
Kippah
and
I believe so. Yeah.
This is only going to be cooking with
Hagolah,
right?
No. The Paul said, even if you're only going to use Hagolah,
we said Hagolah, if you do Hagolah, if the only way that what's left is to wake up.
Don't the Paul say what Don said. He's a Mordechai suggests and rejects it. Namely, whatever will ever come out with Hagolah, whatever will ever come out with water, already came out and now goes. Whatever else won't come out in the next when you can't cook with water either. Some people say that. Most disagree. And say that at least the mash will come out, maybe even more than the mash. They may even ask me by Shari soon. Okay, these are important nakudas over here, the sugya of kasher. Fine. Okay. Yeah. We now have to go by. Any questions? If you have a question, ask it now. Ask. Yes.
How much for Lula Husser in the wall?
I don't know how much.
We
said before that if it's Balua, originally we have to assume the whole thing is sopped full. The Kulei Misharina. We saw that, when did we say that question? The Rush, right? The Kulei Misharina. We assume that the whole mass of the metal is absorbed from it. Once you kasher a grill which it absorbs in the fire, you kasher it with water, so the Ritva says almost all of it comes out, a masha was left.
Okay,
by Carl Bonus.
Right.
But it's not okay by Chomus.
Right, but I have Rabban, which you said previously.
That's somewhat different. Rabban takes what? You add earthenware.
Right.
And the only way to get it out is by putting it on the fire. Instead, you decide to kasher it with water. Says the Rabban, almost all of it comes out. It's not, you have to smash the kli. But it wouldn't answer the tapsha. It wouldn't answer it. The tapsha, if you cook something in now, it's going to be kosher. Not chomer the pesach. It's talking about karbanis. Right. It'll be true of other yisurim too. It'll be true of basa b'chalav. You can have one set of pots. You can have one set of earthenware pots, here I'm about to say, for milk and for meat. But you have to kosher your start. Whatever else, you don't have to kosher. That part there was a misquote. Rabbi Nadav's Torah said he didn't quote the Rabbi actually. He may have had an oral tradition which we don't have. He knew the Rabbi. You know, like you know me. I mean, he could have heard it in a private conversation. The Rabbi told it to him. And we can't disprove that. But because of the written record, it's a misquote. That's what the Rabbi Nadav, the footnote of Rabbi Nadav said. Fine. Yes. Oh, that's a very good question. I love it. I love it. Ah. He gets a great question to give a great answer. Something comes in with water. You want to get it out with fire. So, the shul is the obvious answer. The koshkin, avada works without any doubt. Right? Most posts can say that you're right. In my opinion, the Rambam would disagree with you. I don't have time to look at that right now, but let's get to it. For those who want to look it up in the Sora, on the last one around the time, I explain why. But we'll get to it. I hope the end will get this week. We'll have a couple of days left.
Would Liebenthal work in the same
Kalman or not? Okay, Liebenthal does work, but according to the Rambam, it wasn't even Liebenthal Kalman.
No, Liebenthal, we had agreed work.
We haven't got Liebenthal. No one knows what Liebenthal means yet. Well, come on. No one
knows what
Liebenthal. The words mean. We don't know what the words mean yet. The
company.
I know what it means, but you probably never heard of what Liebenthal. Light Liebenthal. What is that? Yes, no.
The question is, what is that?
Yeah, that's what Rambam says. Trust the smash. Could be he disagrees. That's not sure we don't have to worry about. That's right. Could be the Ritva disagrees with Rambam at that point. That's right. That's not the Mashmo, it's the Ritva. Correct. That's the Mashmo. Yeah. Okay. Mike. Alright, everyone has a straight so far? Alright, so far so good? I hope. Now, we have to discuss a little bit, not everything, that rush we spoke about yesterday. Because I still am not, I'm not completely finished with it. Remember that rush to sign up the iron? Just give me 2 minutes to go through all that, the rush. I have one more thing to add. Please turn to the rush. Rush is as follows. Abel Hocha, im Yahzo vi Yivla Matmina Nifla Dover Muru, Venosen Tam, Venosen Tamu, Vigambol, Habola Akshu Kli, and a Ruggalito. So we explain the two statements to answer, to respond to two different distinctions between kashering and using in the kitchen. Kashering is done by a professional rabbi, he knows what he's doing, that's the second point. Less likely to make a mistake with the Ben Yomo. Number two, kashering, the worst case scenario, is only davamua. Whereas in using in the kitchen, the worst case scenario is osur min haTorah. What's the distinction? I explained to you yesterday. When it comes to the using in the kitchen, it's tam kikah d'oraisa. When it comes to kashering, it's not, it's chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surim, which is only with the rabbanim. That's what I explained to you yesterday. That's what the Korban Hasan will get started me off on that path. Where he said that the rush in the Vodazog is a different reason. And here the rush is consistent with what he said in Sof Paragir Anoshim. I looked it up. There the rush is note there. They don't say Chaticha Nas Nevel at all in Shari Surim. Chaticha Nas Nevel at all in Shari Surim. So what's the problem with Chlau? Okay, there should be no problem at all even before the fifth hour. So I thought the Korban Hasan was wrong on that. I thought that Chaticha Nas Nevel does apply only with the Rabbanah. So the worst case scenario is only with the Rabbanah. That's one point of contention between me and the Korban Hasan. Now there's a second point of contention. The very first thing he says, and the Rabbanah gives it, Chot the Rabbanah Tam Acher, V'kula Heter Kevin Shadifka Matam. Wrong. Money is dicey. That's not a Tam Acher. That refers to an Eino Ben Yomo. That expression in the Russian of Adazar refers to an Eino Ben Yomo, Nifka Matam. This expression between the Samach and the Ayin is referring to the worst case scenario by a Ben Yomo. So I don't agree with that line in the Korban Hasan either. Yes. Eino Ben Yomo. Eino Ben Yomo. That proves that I'm right and the Korban Hasan is wrong. Right? I think so. Now, this is also relevant because you see, the Korban Hasan to fit his puzzle together had to come to an interesting conclusion. That the problem with the problem in Avodah Zarah is your fear of Basa B'cholav. Because Basa B'cholav, if it gives taste to water, you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, presumably even Midaraisa. They tell you to look at the Shachar Sadi Dalah. Now I'm saying it's wrong, poof, for carrot. So the Rosh did the other way around. So you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, Midaraisa, if it already is Basa B'cholav, and it's going into the water. See, everything's off by one. See, me and the Korban Hasan, I just had to set the record straight. Okay, when he came the other day, I still don't know though. And no one came to advance at once, I still don't know, Pshat, in that phrase. Where he says, Dava Muda, which we understand perfectly. Then he says, V'no sentam ar no sentamu. I'm still struggling with that phrase. Because if it's Dava Muda, it's not about the Isura, it's referring to the Ben Yoma possibility. So I just don't have that down straight. I'm still waiting, I still have, maybe to try to down the Chazara. We'll come up with a good shot now, but I don't understand it still. I don't understand. What can I do? I want to tell me to hear the rule. You have to figure something out also. I don't understand the phrase. No. So go break your head and figure it out for me. Okay, Rabbi. Now let's get down to some of the nitty-gritties of kasher. First, the knives. We spoke about knives, and that knives is berosin. So one svara is what? That it's hetera bola. But what's the first svara? The first svara on Tosis is, well, the big knife, it's a small knife. Well, what does that mean, big knife, small knife? Well, what's going on over here? So the Ran speaks about it as well. Let's turn to the Ran and see what he just does with the knife. Because the Ran is the one, if you recall, all these through a bola. So what do you do with the knife? What's shot in the knife?
Maybe you
can
explain that line
of
the rush with the
knife. Oh, shot! Great! What's shot?
Ron said, Ron could have been using kashering it before the time is, or Allah.
No problem.
Say,
he threw
a ball a little bit
forward,
and now you're
kashering
it beforehand. So,
you're 100% right, but that's your kashering before the smart. But it's not the kashering after the smart. That's the problem. Before it matters, of course you're right. But it's all about after it matters. Yeah. Before I get to the right about nice, one more nakuda, forgive me, I mentioned it before. If you hold Chometz and Pesach, it's called Hetera Bola. And that's the connection we're discussing now. Chometz, no. Chometz before Pesach is Hetera Bola. So you can kasher a grill with Hagola, correct? Can you kasher with Hagola on Pesach? Or only before Pesach? Only before. That's what the Shoel says. Shoel, Shizvav Aleph Lach. No. Anonymous questioner who wrote a letter to the Rashba. He's a Shoel. They call him the Harav HaShoel. The Shoel is like you. But everybody else seems to disagree. Other posts seem to say, no. Now once the comments went in, Behetera Bola, you can kasher it with Hagola, even though it's in on the fire, even on Pesach. So, wait a minute. Could be an Eina Ben Yomo. Either Eina Ben Yomo. Right, for us, correct. The Ramah says, it's making a good point. The Ramah says it's impossible to cash from Pesach without Hagola. Completely impossible. And you know why? Very easy why. Just snap your fingers twice.
Back and forth.
No, no, no. One snap means no snap of God. And one snap means Mashiach. All you have to do is snap your fingers twice, and the two possible heterems to be matter Hagola, which we spoke about yesterday, are out the window. What are the two ways to do Hagola? Either it's Batul B'Shishit, or it's Eina Ben Yomo, no son of God. Well, guess what? Chometz HaTzeis is a Mashu, and according to one day of the Ramah holds, no son of God on Pesach is also. Bingo. You can't cash him Hagola according to Ramah, period. Forget it, ever. So obviously the whole discussion is completely moot. But let's assume you hold that that way. You hold that no son of God is mutter on Pesach. Because you then cash in the grill, which absorbs pizza.
Well, they
shish it. Take the grill and put it in a humongous pie. I have a big problem, not a problem. Okay, may or not, that's the show. The show says no, because it's terrible, huh? And you have to do the Hagola while it's still terrible. You wait until Pesach, it's too late. The show says. And the Rashba said, you're wrong. You can do the Hagola even on Pesach. This should go back to a discussion we mentioned before. Machlokes the who? In the original Terebola. Machlokes the who? The Rambam and the Ravid. When did they do this Hagola from the Harigash Tifa process? Did they do it where? Before it became Noser? That might substantiate the Shoel. Or did they do it after it became Noser, which would substantiate whom? The Rashba. The Rashi was the Raven and the Shoel was the Rambam, not fair. The Shoel was the Rambam, not fair. Yes?
The Rashi
said you could do Hagola. Oh, it says you could do Hagola on the grill, it's
terrible.
No. The ones who hold Hetera Bola say that they could catch the grill with Hagola. I say it's a Mashal, they say there's no Mashal. It's a good question. Why not? You see, what's the problem with a shiur like this? I gave you a good svar, and now you say, why does everyone disagree with it? I told you this mitzvah you never heard of before, but now you want to know why does everyone else agree with the mitzvah? I don't know. Mitzvah is a very appealing svar, I agree with you. There should be something left. But then it should be nobody that you can't get before. There's still something left. No question. Mrs. Novick cooks, it's going to come out zap. Zap. It's going to come out. It'll destroy everything. Not including your name.
Commissioner
Ruhr thinks
that the
Gemara
says,
Master Tavol, Rafa,
that's
a Kasher, anyway. Yeah,
the Rafa is,
you can't
count
your
face,
but I go, yeah.
No, before that,
well, the Gemara has an expression here in Sokha Naflamit. I have Chadita. So he says, you could afford it. He said, no, I can't afford it either. I have Kain Chadita. But the impression you get from the Gemara is if you can't afford it, you should get new.
That's what you get.
Alter Rebbe would hold for Peshuto The Alt, the Rebbe would hold like the Rajba. Because you can kasher the grill, the Pesach, the Chometzik grill, you can kasher with Hagola, even on Pesach. Because it came in Beheter. Once it came in Beheter, you can kasher it even after this Mani Sur arrived. So too over here, that the Rajba holds that way, the Alt, the Rebbe would hold that way, to the Kudas HaKesef, they said that way, all against you guys in the Shoah. Shoah was a, we call him a Rishon, right? Lived in the time of the Rishonim. He'd been a plain Baal HaBos, but you know, probably the Rashbo was, I don't know who after Rashbo Shilas, probably had to be a pretty significant person. I you know. Gantz and the Torahs, what the Shoals he did. The Shoals, everything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Could be.
Let's go to the Ran. The Ran. What do you do with the knives? Come on. We have to move. The Ran. Hani Sakini. The knives. Else he's through a ball. I have to skip it. I don't have time. On page 16. He wants to know why is the knife not for Hagola. On the third line, on the second line of the page. Well, Chometz came and Shoyah Shmo Olav, we read this once before. Top of the page, top, page 16. Starting the line. Shmo Olav, Kodem Shadivla, Bekelem, Alolav, Bishas, Liyosan, Aistura, Bali, Bechen Nir, Shadat, Rav Alpha, Zizam. Shehevi, Kanvil, Kosov, Zvorm, Shadishtamish, Benadeh, Ur, Kodem, Shpudim, Bat, Kolos, Vlavdom, Velochile, Klav, Adin, Zel, and Yilchomet, Smash, the Tzvile, the Afton, Yilchomet, Dinam, came. And I'll tell you a secret. If the Rambam holds this way, who is the one that's most likely in the world to follow the Rambam? Excuse me, I gave the question away. If the Rambam holds this way, who's the most likely to follow him? The Rambam. The Ritva said so. The Ritva said if the Rambam holds the comments of Pesach of Yisur Abba, the same Ritva I have to look at. Against whom? You guess who did the Rambam comments? Rambam here? Sure, we're on top. Against the Magad Mishnah. The Magad Mishnah claims the Rambam holds the comments of Pesach of Yisur Abba. It's a terrible. But the Rib holds not that way, and the Ritva holds not that way, and the Rambam, we have to listen to them, I think. I thought they knew better, but Pasha. How about the knife? Oh. The Chibor Minei Barav Ashi, and the Sakini, the Pisla, Hechi Abdel, the Ulam, and the Chomba, the Pesach, the Chud Bo Minei. El Fisha, Asuke, Vilchos, the Pesach, Shola Minei, the Sakini, the Pisla. Umaskona, the Barof, the Vitlirishan. Ben in the Chomba, Ben in the Shari Surah, Shabbat Torah. Why? Shasak in Apo Pisha Nishtamish Boai de Hur, Ukamosh Kasavdu Lamalo, Anan, the Chol Kli, Basarov Tashmish Azlinon. Here is the Chiddush Nifla. You follow the majority use when you kasher. Shariat Lochios, the Kosas of Ketonia, Shashinina Ben Madicha, just rinse it out. Yash, so the Ethan Rechoko, play Yishtamish Ben Mechamit. Once in a while, something hot will fall in. Afilo Hochi, Sagalu Bahadocha. It's just enough to have it the majority use, which is cold water. Afat sak and gamken, afat pisha lefamim yishtash wa lehaur, ein rov tashmisho bekach. U'mishamachi sagalu b'hagolo b'roskunu b'kli risha. Let me ask you first a question. How can this trick work? If I use a kli 7 times, 4 for cold and 3 for hot, so I can kasher with cold. I use it 3 times for hot, nothing else. That's the kasher with hot. On peace science, that makes sense?
No.
So the answer is, Mr. Brewer, I asked this on the Mar McCullough. This only works by an Eino Binyom. That's the Mr. Brewer. I think it's on the Mar McCullough. Look again.
Sorry.
It only would work by an Eino Binyom. The Binyom would be afraid to rely on the school. Because we're afraid, Gavald, it had an absorption from Bechamin. How could it get it out? I can't understand it. I know for a fact that it absorbed hot within the last 24 hours. I'll say it's okay because it absorbed cold Easter for the last 24 days. That makes very little sense. I thought Mr. Brewer, I believe, said. Now, question. A knife is usually used not even in a cleavage. Used, I want to... gentlemen, anyone ever use a knife? You use a knife to cut... You use a knife to cut your meat, to cut your... That's not a cleavage. That's not a cleavage. That's a what? That's a cliche. Freck the rod. Umiyu cleavishin boy, why? So Avram gave a different name. What did you say, Avram? What? Dava gush. What's Dava gush? Have you heard Dava gush? What does Dava gush mean? A solid block. The Marshal says that a solid block of meat, or anything, a potato for that matter, if it's in a klisheni, it could be given a kli revi, kli elef, makes no difference. As long as it's there to let it go, it's treated as a kli rishin. Why? Very puzzling. Why? Let's get some background. Everyone knows the Klevishin is Klesheni? Klevishin was on the fire, Klesheni never was. So what? The answer to Tosfos in Shabbos. A Klevishin, the pot walls are hot because the pot was on the fire, so the walls got heated from the pot, from the fire. That's called a Klevishin. However, a Klesheni was never on the fire. So the pot walls are intrinsically cold, so it quickly reduces the temperature of the food inside. The Marshal, Dover Gush, a solid block, is not influenced so much by the walls. A liquid which assumes the shape of its container, so therefore it cools off quickly when there are cold walls. Not a solid block. Famous chumrah of the Marshal, Dover Gush. World famous chumrah. Guess what? The Ran's against it. Why? Because the Ran asks the kasha. Why did the Klerishin by a knife? Made off a klisheni, because you was a klisheni. I'm giving an answer to Dover Gush, but guess what? The Ran didn't give that answer. If the Ran did not give the answer, the Marshal would have and should have and could have given the haraya from the Ran against the Marshal. So says the Nativ. Not my own original. Nativ says so. And I believe it's Shilta Kuf Lama Zion of Kotten. Hey, I believe. Part of you see, he doesn't give the Marshal's answer. It's against the Marshal. So what answer does he give? He says, well, the zimna the ma'alu beduda the bistra, v'avla k'ein kapa. Somebody put it into a pot. All right, and even if it's not yigas hashmisha, but kevin shapamim shmeshtamish by they or mamish. The also tashmish sarach libu, upamish shmeshtamish by b'kli rishin, koshka sabti. They also tashmish sarach agola b'kli rishin, afal pisha harbi pa'amim shmeshtamish by b'kli sheni. Hitilu Chachomim Hefsha Beni, the famous Ran of Hefsha Beni. Centrism. This is the Ran. Right? The Ran says that the one extreme you have Allah H. The majority use is what? Klisheni. There's another minority use called, in between, called what? Klevishin. Kasha, the centrist view. Put it, the Klevishin is good enough. That's the famous Ran. This is the Ran. This is the world famous round of Hemshire Benedict. Hagolah B'Klevishin. Or Inami Yaakov Ducha de Sakina Balatvei. Different story. Different story. Okay, this is the round. Very important. I love one of my very critical round. So the Prince gets the Marshal. And you see it's loop shot and socket. So it's very important. Yes, Ali. Do you mean Celsius or 50? Make sure we have our European Israelis there. But 50 Celsius, that's equal to 122 degrees, yeah? Only discussing water, which is Yatzel Edison. It's not to talk about. That's a makloka. So whatever it is. So the answer is, even though it's Yatzel Edison, since it cannot hold and maintain the heat, not Mavasha, it's not Bolea. That's what we assume. Do the math if I'm right.
It's 142.
Better be. Every Jew, 142.
Is 104, so another 10 is not going to be 2 degrees.
All right, son. Let's not discuss that. Enough math. Okay. Halacha Lamaisa, how do we pass it by knives? So the Ramah talks about it in the Ramah. The Emmanuel have a Shulchan Aruch today? Maybe they don't have a Shulchan Aruch. Let's leave it. Let's do that tomorrow. Let's hold off the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow. Okay? Well, tomorrow we'll eat it. No, really, because I don't want everyone to have it. All right? So
tomorrow, we go into the Mishnah Berurah, but I mean really into the Mishnah Berurah. I want to discuss with you now a shaila, halacha lemaisa, which I think is very interesting, and it's a very interesting question. In this little kuntris, in this little koveris, masorah, dalet, that came out 3 years ago, so I pointed out, I have a little thing in the back about Hekshah Kehle, which is really what we learned about Azara the Kehle a few years before that, who also got printed. However, preceding my Divrei Torah, there are two other fantastic Divrei Torah back to back. I mean, back, I should really say eyeball to eyeball. Fighting, tooth and nail. I don't mean in a negative, I mean, Baruch Hashem Kedark Hashem Torah. Two great Divrei Torah, which you have in your free time, whatever that's going to be worthwhile to look at. It both are the same exact case. At least each one is long. My thing was also not, my thing was a slow thing. 12, 14 pages. This is, between the two of them, 50 pages. And they're about to finish, which is called a spray dryer. I'll tell you what that is. The first one, which is 15, 16, by Rab Shlomo Gross, the dying from Bells in Brooklyn. The Bells are dying. Baruch Hashem, printed in the OU Journal. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it says, I don't die. The Darker Shal Torah. And after the Belza, being a, here's of course typical irony, the Belza ends up being a Megal. And the Oyuro, Rabbi Luban, ends up being a Master. That's beautiful. I love it. What's the spray jar? There's a picture of it, a beautiful picture. Everyone should take a look and pass it around. The page, Nun Bay is a beautiful picture of a spray dryer. This is Nogayat. Did you eat lunch today? Yesterday, supper, lunch, breakfast. Do you have any cookies? Yesterday, Shabbos, you ever had cookies in your life? Lots of cookies. You ever had anything, any OU product has to work with spray dryers because they have now powders. Everything works with powders. And the powders, how do they make a powder? They do as follows. They look at the picture. They take liquid, they spritz the liquid into the top of a room in shape of somewhat of a triangular shape. Here comes in the liquid. Here comes the air, which is 500 and 1,000 degrees. What happens is the air dries that liquid and converts it into powder. It drips, it goes down, makes contact with the walls towards the bottom, and then you can end up with a powder which is used for every product, every flavor product. Strawberry flavor, vanilla flavor, all you name the flavor, they made it spray dry. That's how the state of the art. What does spray dry do?
Water.
And it ends up converting a liquid into a powder. Because almost every flavor starts off as a liquid. How do you get it into a powder? Simple. There's only one way. Spray dry. That's the technology. Problem. The same spray dryer is used not only for, right?